Good morning, Mr. Chairman, distinguished ministers of health, dear delegates. The event of the World Health Assembly gives us an opportunity to count and sum up the developments, achievements, and challenges that we face in the field of health, both in the national and international levels. Today, I wish to address briefly Israel's relationship as a member state and the WHO. Not all of you know that Israel has celebrated its 63rd anniversary a few days ago. WHO was created just a few weeks before the establishment of the State of Israel, the same year, 1948. At that time, the population of the new state counted 800,000 people only. The economic situation and the country had to rely on donations of food, money from countries and Jewish communities abroad, which helped the country to survive and cope with massive immigration of homecoming Jews. It was a huge challenge for the health system, as it had to cope with outbreaks of infectious diseases like smallpox, polio, and others, to name just a few. It is therefore an honor for me to present today a visible and sound state, a new member of the OECD with 7.7 million citizens, a country which recently signed a cooperation agreement with WHO as a donor country. Israel appreciates the activities and the spirit of the WHO, and it is willing to share its knowledge and expertise in the field of health medicines with countries which need and to learn from other member states as well. We are honored to host in coming months two conferences of the European region of the WHO. One of them will deal with the financing of the healthcare system on the occasions of 100 years of public health system in Israel. Although the Israeli health system is widely respected, we feel that it should be continuously upgraded to fulfill the expectations of our population. Therefore, we recently introduced the dental care in the basket of services, the National Health Insurance Scheme for children. We plan to reform mental health services and incorporate them in provision of mental care at all levels to achieve healthy soul in a healthy body, as it is mentioned in the Holy Bible. At last but not least, we will invest in public health services and prevention and health promotion activities. The subject of this year's World Health Day of drug resistance is seriously addressed in Israel, both in hospitals and in the community. We are working intensively to slow down the spread of drug resistance through in services, training of health workers, and of the general population as well. We have also significantly upgraded the health system in Arab cities and villages. Mr. President, Mr. Chairman, Israel has a prisoner of war 5 years without any visit of an international agency visiting him and checking out his health condition. The time has come for international intervention to check out on his problems to see if he has any problems and his health problems. Mr. President, Israel is willing to cooperate in the field of health with all its neighbors. We consider health as a real bridge to peace and a prerequisite for a flourishing Middle East. We believe that the WHO, under the leadership of Dr. Chan, is able to make the difference. Peace is a prerequisite for health and introduction political issues to our discussions will not advance us towards achieving our common objectives. I wish that the member states and the delegates very fruitful and rewarding discussions to promote health on earth, and I thank you very much. Have a good day.